This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is What's on Your Mind. Todd, the radio god. Mitchell is back from his birthday Lollapalooza vacation.
Yeah.
We can tell you happy birthday now in person.
Yeah, happy birthday, buddy.
Hey, happy birthday to Todd. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
How was the Valley of the Sun?
It was the Valley of the Clouds for most of the week, but it was good.
Valley of the Clouds.
Well, it was sun one day. It was kind of weird, but...
Oh, my goodness. We have a busy program today. Senator John Hoeven, bottom of the hour. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, next hour. Harold Hamm will join us in the next hour as well. Harold Hamm, of course, the CEO. I guess he's now chairman. They have a CEO underneath him, but he's chair of the Oklahoma-based Continental Resources. He received an honorary degree from the University of North Dakota on Friday. It was a very nice event held at the Energy and Environmental Research Center at UND, and went over there and was recognized during the hockey game on Friday night against Western Michigan, where the UND hockey team won a game. And after the first period, they go on the ice to recognize him. And you look up on the screen, and it says President Donald Trump. And President Trump gives him a nice little greeting and talked a little bit about North Dakota. So we're going to play that for you before we're done today. So that was kind of fun. And then last night we were in Fergus Falls, Minnesota. Fergus Falls, Minnesota, Otter Tail County, for the first of four Common Sense Club tours. And the Common Sense Club isn't anything other than people that are Constitution-loving, God-loving, good, you know, just good, solid conservatives. Folks that, you know, the Trump Nation. MAGA hat wearing folks, you know, just a way to kind of be in the same room together. And I've done a number of speaking events over the years. I just love it. I love it. And this one was really just more about getting to know each other and chatting a little bit, talking about some topics. And Chris Berg was there from Point of View. So great fun. Steve Hallstrom from our Need to Know a morning show on AM 1100 The Flag. You're the Fargo affiliate for What's on Your Mind. Of course, Bismarck, 550K Fire, legendary voice of the Northern Plains. Got 1460 on your radio dial in beautiful Dickinson, North Dakota. And KTGO in Tioga. So we appreciate the fact that you're listening over the air. And we appreciate all the folks that came on last night. It really was a lot of fun. I mean, a lot of fun. It was wonderful. I asked folks in the room what was most important to them. They had to pick one issue more important than any other issue. What would you say it is? Bunch of hands go up, and I'm asking around the room, and there was really, really good answers. What do you think got the biggest applause? What do you think was numero uno on the minds of the common sense North Dakotans and Minnesotans that were there?
I know the answer.
Oh, you do?
So, yeah.
Don't cheat then. Todd,
I won't.
Todd, what do you think the answer was?
Well, I'm guessing it wasn't free stuff.
It was not free stuff. Very good. I want more free stuff. Talk about that on the radio.
Stuff is the government going to give us?
It was life. It was life. Which, and you hear that a lot from our audience when they call, near and dear to my heart, an issue I will long believe is the most important thing. Because honestly, if life isn't protected, then does Social Security really matter? Does Medicare for all? Does, you know, health care? Does tax cuts? No. I mean, life's premier. And we've gotten to a point in this country where we're making decisions about living or dying that are close to Frankenstein-like. It's just awful. It's awful. So we talked a little bit about the fact that, you know, when you feel strongly about that issue, it is very important to let your voice be heard. I don't think you do anybody any good by screaming in somebody's face or getting nasty on Facebook about it or anything else, but just talking about it, why it matters to you, provoking conversations, I think make a big, big difference. You know, there was a time in Germany when it was quite obvious what Adolf Hitler was up to. You only need to see the trains coming by, loaded with people headed for the gas chambers because they were Jewish, they were Catholic, or they were the wrong color, or they were gay, or, you know, I mean, this is the reason Hitler would kill you. And sadly, what happened in Germany is when those trains would go by with people moaning, screaming, hollering, hoping against hope they could be saved from the destination Hitler intended for them. You know what the answer to that was in those churches?
No.
What do you think they would do in the church when they heard a trainload of people
pray?
Moaning?
Gotta go to prayer first, I would imagine.
I would hope so, but you know what they did?
What?
They sang louder.
Oh, sure.
What?
They didn't want to hear it.
Oh, man.
They sang louder. Oh. Now, I don't say that, and a woman came up to me last night and said, hey, I had a great-grandfather who was there, and you know why they sang louder? Because they were killed if they stood up for the Jews.
Well,
you know, but you know, I think if you do it in big enough numbers, you take care of that. I understand it's easy from the cheap seats here in 2020, but I don't ever want us to sing louder, ever, about anything we care about, most especially the lives of young unborn children and born children. Now, we had 41 Democrats in the United States Senate last week in 2020 say, no, not saving a baby that's born. It was meant to be aborted, and it was born alive. We're going to let it die. 41 Democrats. And you want to be president of the United States. Are you kidding me? Reminds me of the Seinfeld episode. And you want to be our latex salesman. I don't even remember that one, George.
Yep, yep.
Didn't get to the phone fast enough, and he's you know, running to the, no, I got it. Mandalay Industries. You guys remember that?
Mandalay. Yeah. Absolutely. Love Seinfeld.
You want to be our president. Whew. Anyway, there is so much going on, so much to talk about, and we're going to do it with a lot of folks here today on a lot of different fronts. But Pete Buttigieg is out of the race for president. I guess this didn't surprise me. You know, I saw it and I thought it was, you know, but whatever.
Broke the heart of a few, like
what
my friend.
What does that say about the importance or lack thereof of Iowa?
Although he got cheated out of Iowa. He kind of had the, I think Rick Santorum might have been the Republican nominee if they'd have counted right in Iowa in, what was that? Would that have been 12? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
I think so, yeah. Would have been 4 years prior to, or 14 maybe.
No, 12 was his reelect, but
12,
I was wondering if it did. No, because McCain was a nominee. So Romney and Romney and Santorum were bidding in 2012 to be the nominee.
Yep.
And Romney won Iowa, but they didn't know till two days later.
Oh, yep.
Kind of same
that's
thing.
That's right, yep.
And so he didn't get any kind of a bump. He won South Carolina, and he came close. He won North Dakota. He won Minnesota. But it wasn't enough. So, but it's a fair point, Todd. Was probably a foregone conclusion. I'll tell you what he's doing now. He's trying to be kingmaker on Super Tuesday. Who am I going to throw my delegates to? And he made some comments last night that if you don't have over 30% of the delegates, then you have the obligation to get out. What they're doing here is trying to make this Biden-Bernie, right? They're trying to get it down to Biden-Bernie. But you want some you want something funny? So Pete Buttigieg decides to get out of the race. He gets on the phone, and he figures, you know, I better start schmoozing Joe Biden and kind of let's make a deal with Joe Biden, right? So he makes a phone call to somebody he thinks is Joe Biden, but it's not Joe Biden. It's some guy who
really
has it on his voicemail and then puts it out all over America. Listen to this. This is beautiful.
Oh, hang on. Here we go. Right here.
Hi, it's Pete Buttigieg calling for the vice president. I wanted to see if I could catch him for a couple of minutes to share some news about our plans. I'll also send a text message to this number from my number that would be a good callback. Thank you.
Okay.
Is that not
what he wants?
Is that not priceless? How embarrassing is that?
Oh, man.
I wish he'd have groveled a little more, though. So, Joe, if you, you know, give me strong consideration for the VP spot, I would, you know, oh, my gosh. They can't count votes in Iowa. How many days did that take, for crying out loud? They can't call the right candidate when they're dropping out of the race.
I'll tell you this. One of my liberal friends is completely heartbroken that Pete's out, and you'll need to hear her.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, I need to share her post with you.
Somebody's heartbroken.
Oh, yeah.
I want to hear that. I also want to hear Joe Biden yesterday on Chris Wallace, Meet the Press. I was watching it, and I spit up my bagel.
All right, Phil, we'll get that up for you.
Okay, would you? Yeah. Next on What's on Your Mind.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount or go online to pccnd.com.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount or go online to pccnd.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What's on Your Mind is brought to you in part by our friends at Ellingson Water Management. That name, Ellingson, been around for a long time, 50 years, 20 of those in the Red River Valley. They know water management better than anybody. If you want a water management plan that can maximize the productivity on your operation this year, make this the year. I get it. It's been tough, but I'm telling you, this is a better way forward. You can pump away last year, put it behind you, and start 2020 on right, and $70 off per acre right now. $70 off per acre to help you out. 701-893-9030. You got to sign up soon. Real soon. It's going to stop. 701-893-9030. All right. Telephone numbers are 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550. You can text myself at 367-2054 or Todd at 226-8503.
By the way, you can, the proper grammar is you can text me. You told me to call you on that months ago, so.
Text myself? That's wrong?
No, the proper grammar is you can text me at.
Yeah. I was going to switch it up a little bit, but no. Okay, no. So texter says, stop talking about dumb stuff. What would be dumb stuff? Would that be proper grammar? I don't know.
Dumb stuff.
Yeah.
And narrow it down.
Pete Buttigieg has dropped out of the race. Coronavirus is spreading in America. Iranians' top leaders are extremely sick. The Pope might have coronavirus. The Vatican is releasing some of its records to scholars about the Pope being sympathetic to Nazis at the time of Hitler. President Trump wants to release 5,000 Taliban prisoners. And the Afghan government said, no way. Amy Klobuchar looks tired. And you're talking about dumb stuff. What's going on here? See, the time that texter, it took that texter to write that out, they could have called and just talked about what they want to talk about.
True.
But any of those, I'm all for it. We've already talked about Pete Buttigieg. And somebody makes a point here that the comment in his voicemail to Joe Biden that we brought you exclusively right here, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe a few other people have it. I don't know. But I thought it was beautiful. Is he said, Mr. Vice President, I'm calling to talk about our plans for the campaign. And they said, our plans. You're missing the subtext. Our plans. Yes. As in what you're going to do for me. Russ in Fargo has a comment. What's on your mind, Russ?
Morning.
Good morning, sir.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
I just called in to see if you've got any quick detox therapy, like a crash cart thing, for a person that was just with six of my siblings at breakfast at a restaurant in far I'm from here. And it was just toxic. I feel like I've been mugged or just, I feel kind of sick.
Now, are you feeling sick because they think differently than you or that they were just like venomous towards you?
Well, they have their kind of, their personalities. I mean, no one's totally pure. We all have a little pollution, a little toxicness in us. But the way, you know, of course it had something to do with their delivery and their personality.
But so they were just sort of, they were sort of rubbing your nose in it a little bit.
Well, it's that they don't know what they're talking about at all.
Right. Now, here's the.
I mean, they'll say how wonderful Obama was, and they're not that well educated. I mean, I'm a poor kid from old South Fargo. I made it to Oxford. I'm pretty well educated, well traveled, whatever. And it just really jams up my circuits, and it just makes me kind of crazy, you know.
Now, here's my advice to you, Russ. L-O-V-E. L-O-V-E. You got to be thinking that the whole time. You mentioned, you know, we all got a little toxic, we got all whatever. You know, I mean, something I forget often is in man's heart is a desire for some bad things. And we're constantly wrestling with that, right?
I've lived in monasteries, I've done all kinds of stuff, and I'd heard from old priests that I used to want to save the world, but the world doesn't want to be saved, and we've gotten a little corrupted in our system, so we can't eat, you know, wholesome bread. We're addicted to poison bread, and it messes up our system, so we can't change.
I've never heard the bread explanation for
bread thing.
So you just think that Bernie Sanders followers eat more bread than Trump followers, or that's probably for another day. But
I mean, it's like trying to compare or analyze reality with just such absurd, just non-reality.
No, I know. I hear you 100%.
Liars. They're not even liars. They'll just say things that are just that they heard from Rachel Maddow or something that they're in love with. And it, they're so far gone. It's like, it's to be mental, but it's like demental, dementia. And it's just so hard to take it.
It is. It is. But I'm telling you,
I'm telling you.
I'm telling you, there's an antidote, and it's love. It's just, you got to love them regardless, and you don't have to engage. You can, you know, pray for them. You can do whatever. I have three siblings. One of the three is like a volunteer for Bernie Sanders. And the other two are, you know, they're just, they love all these candidates and all these other things. Now,
were you adopted, or?
No, it's very odd. I know.
It's all they're so abrasive and like,
true.
Just like yucky,
true.
Sick about it. And what they're saying is, it's not even.
You can't. Here's the deal, though.
I study this stuff all my life. It's like trying to listen to people that are just like in, not even kindergarten, and you know.
I've heard it said you can't argue someone to the cross. In other words, if someone is so determined to be a, you know, a heathen, a pagan. You're not going to argue them to the cross. At some point, they're going to see your actions and say, you know what, I want to be like that person. Why does that person always have a smile on their face? Why are they always doing nice things for other people? I want to be like that, and follow. When it comes to politics, I think you can, I mean, I can't resist, right? I was at the K-Fire open house a few months back out front. Nice guy sitting there. I didn't know him from Buick. He shook my hand, I don't know how, he brought up Donald Trump, and I said, oh, yeah, what do you think of the president? And kind of went back and forth on some stuff, and he's a crook. Well, why do you think he's a crook? I mean, you can't be a billion-dollar, property developer. He's a crook! Oh, okay, all right, let's talk about something else, you know. He's got a good family. No, his family! And the venom started pouring out. And I'm like, all right, there's no changing this person's mind. I can go tit for tat.
They're not well.
No!
It's hard to take this.
I agree, but what I'm saying is love them, Russ. Just love them and walk away. There's no sense. I'm done. Please, everybody listening to this radio right now, please hold me to my... Hold me. It does hurt. Hold me to this. Do not engage. Do not go on Facebook and, you know, go tit for tat.
I was a debate champion at Oxford. I studied theology at Wycliffe at Oxford. I studied philosophy at...
But you know what you learned there, Russ? You learned reason. You learned logic. And they're not... objective truth. There is such a thing, but not to them. No, but well, this is the it feels good, do it crowd. So you're never going to speak any... You know, I think you just got to do it by example. Will you promise me you'll try love, Russ?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And then Crank, he didn't sound very enthused about that, did he?
Yes. Sulking to the corner.
Fine.
Yes.
More okay, coming up.
I've been talking about hot spring spas and pool tables, too, for years with Vince Webker. And the wellness part of this is really what most excites me. What should people know about the wellness benefits?
So there's a lot to know, but I promise you this. I preach it daily in-house. If you want to live better and live longer, get a sauna or a hot tub. I promise it will work. The reasons why, we're here to explain it when you come into hot spring spas.
A sauna about the size of a refrigerator, plug it in, you go. Hot tub, they'll put it in the winter, no problem. Hot spring spas, pool tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot.
Command Center, this is Tierney Assault 1 reporting for duty.
Tierney Assault 1, your assigned mission for today is to erect the world's greatest symbol of freedom, the American flag display.
Affirmative, Command Center, initiating startup sequence. Command Center, all systems go. Tierney Assault 1, preparing for departure.
Tierney Assault 1, you are cleared for departure. Please exit towards freedom and independence and have a good day.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Washington State, a second person has died of the coronavirus. These are the first two cases of coronavirus-related deaths in the United States. Meanwhile, several other states are starting to confirm their first cases of the virus, including New York State, where a healthcare worker recently returned to the U.S. from Iran. She's now in quarantine, according to Governor Andrew Cuomo.
She does live in Manhattan. She is isolated in her apartment, and there's no cause to do anything but that.
The former chairman and CEO of General Electric has died. Jack Welch's wife, Susie, announcing his death today. Welch took the helm at GE back in 1981. He retired just before the terrorist attacks on September 11, 2001. Welch was 84 years old. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss. Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
We're back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by MyPillow. About 4 hours ago, I hopped out of the shower. I know it's probably more information than you need, but I won't be sharing any pictures. But I instantly grabbed the MyPillow towel, and I go, "This is just unbelievable." Do you do that, Todd, when you throw those royal purple towels around you?
Oh, and, yeah, but I never hop. I would just.
But, I've got a little. I've got a little step-like thing that I've got, so the water stays in the drain. So I have to hop.
Oh, talk about TMI.
This isn't a bunny thing.
Those MyPillow towels are fantastic.
You know, if you go to the big box stores, the towels you get there are all lotiony and soft, and that's great, but they don't dry you off. I don't know how many towels I've had of late that just like, this is worthless. Worthless for crying out loud. I feel like I've used a postage stamp-sized towel. Now,
plus you end up smearing the lotiony stuff in the towel plus your water, and you just smear it all over you. You're even more gross than you were in the first place.
These towels are not only soft, they actually work. And a six-piece set includes two ginormous bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. These are made in the USA, so you won't get the coronavirus. 100% USA cotton, 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, they're up to 50% off. In white, in stone, in mineral gray, in ocean blue, in royal purple to match any decor in your beautiful bathroom. That and all other MyPillow products right now at great savings. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028. Well, two things. You know, when you look around, you can always prove that there's a God. You can always, some days I look out and I just say, look at that green grass. Look at that blue sky. There's no other explanation, you know?
Look at all of it.
How about catching a fish?
Everything, yeah.
Catching a fish. You think that just happens that a fish is, right. You know, designed and enough food to eat and you catch a fish and the rod.
What was the same when the last two fish I caught were a boot and a log?
Well, the guy, God is having a little fun with you.
Exactly. He thought you needed a little.
What
a
it
little,
says is, yeah. What it says know? Is,
no fish for you.
If it's what's for dinner. That's
better,
what it says.
Better winter wear, Todd. They wanted your feet warm. Anyway, the two examples of this weekend is one: the coronavirus guy in Iran died. Some top leader in Iran. You know, that's one way to take out these evil people. And the other is Joe Biden on. Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace, okay? And he's on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace. In the end of the interview, Chris Wallace goes through three examples where he has had major gaffes, right? He didn't use my favorite, and that is 150 million people had voted for him or some stupid thing like that. Remember that?
Yeah.
150, so half of America, I see, okay. It wasn't vote for him, it was something else. But anyway, you know, he's talking to him about, you said you were a senator from, you know, vote for me because I'm asking for your vote. United States Senate and you're running for president. All those. And he kind of explains them away. And then the interview ends with this.
Mr. Vice President, thank you. Thanks for your time. Please come back in less than 13 years, sir.
All right, Chuck. Thank you very much.
All right. It's Chris, but anyway.
Chris. I just did Chris. No, I just did Chuck. I tell you what, man, these are back-to-back. Anyway,
no, it's
I don't
okay.
know how you do it early in the morning, too.
Safe travels on the campaign trail. Thank you, sir.
You can't make it up. Chris Wallace is interviewing him on national TV, and he says, thanks, Chuck.
I'm old and I'm tired, so give me a break.
Yeah. I got up too early here. And you want to be president? For crying out loud.
He should have said, hey, man, I'm old and I'm tired. Sorry.
So there was, and Sunday, another example of there is a God, because these goofballs can be exposed for what they are. It's just unbelievable. Not that somebody doesn't make a mistake, but Joe Biden has no business being in this race. I mean, he doesn't. He should be sipping a cocktail on a beach somewhere. It's kind of sad to see. Anyway, I digress. Let's talk to Senator John Hoeven, who had a busy weekend, including being part of the effort to hand the one and only Harold Hamm the honorary doctorate at the University of North Dakota. Senator, how you doing?
Good, Scott. Greetings to you and to your listeners.
You as well. That was fun. It was nice to see for Harold. I mean, a well-earned honor, wasn't it?
It was fabulous. And, of course, UND hockey team got the, clinched the Penrose Cup. And they, had two great wins over Western Michigan. And, on Friday night, Harold Hamm, and of course now you're going to have to refer to him as Dr. Hamm.
Right, excuse me. Yep,
it's
yep,
Dr.
Yep.
Hamm. So no more Harold, it's now Dr. Hamm. And so he got an honorary doctorate from UND, well deserved for all he's done for their petroleum school up there. And, it's a well deserved honor. But the other thing's kind of fun at the hockey game, I'd actually gone to the president and got him to do a video.
Wait a minute. Don't spoil the surprise, because we actually have the video.
Good. Okay, I won't. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
All right. So this was what was on the ice before that Dr. Hamm was introduced to the crowd at Ralph Engelstad Arena. They put a little thing of the seal up on the screen. They said, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States. And guess what? Crowd went crazy, and then there he was.
Dr. Harold Hamm. I never thought I'd be calling him doctor. I know him very well, although he should be a doctor, because they say about Harold, he takes a straw, he puts it into the ground, and oil comes out. Other companies, they spend billions of dollars searching for oil. But Barry Switzer told me, he said, he's great friends with Harold. He said, sir, he takes a straw, puts it in, and the oil comes out. But I want to just tell you, even maybe from my standpoint, more importantly than that, he's been my friend. He's been my supporter. He's been with us right from the beginning. I've learned more about energy from Harold than anybody else. He can tell you more in a half an hour than anybody else can tell you in days and weeks. He's a special man. He deserves to be a doctor. I don't even know he's a doctor of what. It doesn't matter to me. As far as I'm concerned, he can be a doctor, and he is. And by the way, it's a great state. You have two great senators there, and I want to just thank them, because they are very, very special people. They're warriors. I don't call them senators. I call them my two warriors. So I want to thank them very much, Kevin and John. You're very, very special, and I hope you're there. I don't even know if they are there, but I'll tell you right now, they're very special people. So thank you very much. Harold, have a great evening. We're proud of you, Doctor.
Oh, my gosh. The crowd loved it, too, didn't they, Senator?
Yeah, nice of you to play that, Scott. You know, the crowd, I was down on the ice with Harold, and then, when we just to intro it, and so Harold could get a nice wave. And when that video came on, Scott, the crowd was so loud you couldn't – I'm not sure you could hear the video. I mean, it was and sustained. It was a really – just a great reaction. And, of course, an honor so well-deserved for Harold.
This is totally my assessment without any other thought, but I want your take on this. It is so fun to watch President Trump and the way that he respects the talents that you and Senator Cramer bring. And obviously Kelly Armstrong has had his moment in the sun with the president. It's tougher for a House than a Senate member. That's just the way it is. But Senate members get the opportunity to interact a lot more. But my gosh, I mean, for one, he recruited Kevin Cramer into the race, single-handedly recruited him in the race. I mean, no was the answer five times, and he recruited him in. And that obviously
you know, Kevin won by 11 points, and that set a great bond there. And I think that, you know, the issues they work on are amazing. And I've seen you leaning over the desk at the Oval Office, you know, crunching numbers on farm programs, and obviously your role on the appropriation side. There's enormous respect there for what needs to be done and how to get it done and everything else. So, I mean, my take is you two have a real good 1-2 punch in each very special relationship with them. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And, again, appreciate that, Scott. And, you know, when you look at his agenda, look at the president's agenda. I mean, look at it, cutting taxes, reducing the regulations, supporting our energy development, our coal, our oil, our gas, all of our energy development that has made the country not only economically stronger, but is so important for national security, particularly when you see what's going on in the world today, the way he supports our law enforcement, the way he supports our military, our veterans, border security. See, these are the fundamentals. These are the things. This is the common sense, solid approach to government that I think North Dakotans really appreciate. And yes, you know, we work with him, he works with us, and it's a personal relationship, which, you know, it makes a big difference.
I want to talk a little bit about some really serious things there right now. I just sense that, especially among our friends in the coal industry, a very, very, very challenging time. I mean, it's been a challenging time for a long time, but this feels a little bit different. This feels like we're close to a real gut punch with, you know, Dave Segu and his announcement recently from Great River Energy about Coal Creek Station. I know that there was a meeting on Saturday afternoon with yourself and Senator Cramer, Governor Burgum, others as well. I don't know if Kelly was there, legislators. Talk a little bit about what the mood is like right now, what the concern level is amongst those legislators and just people in general about this issue.
Well, like you and I have been talking, and we met over the weekend, but we had a lot of meetings, and I've got more. I'm talking to Secretary Mnuchin this evening. You know, we need to do things that support baseload power, which is what coal is, on the grid, and so that we have, you know, that baseload there, rain or shine, 24/7, and we don't have blackouts and brownouts. And so there's a number of things that we need to do. On the federal level, as we talked about, I'm trying to make sure that capacity value is fairly valued. That's very important for baseload coal-fired electricity. And also this 45Q, which gives them a tax credit for capturing and sequestering CO2. And again, that's not only important for what you're talking about in our industry here in North Dakota, but really we're the world leader. So, you know, when we do it here, then other places around the country, around the world will adopt these things, and that's very good, both in terms of low-cost, dependable energy, good environmental stewardship, you name it. So, and that's the way you lead, is with technology and innovation. But in addition to doing those things at the federal level, you know, Minnesota's got a lot of these mandates, and that's what we're trying to deal with, is to get a level playing field for coal. We had worked to end the PTC tax credit. That needs to happen.
And by the way, let me stop you there. Let me stop you on the PTC, because, you know, we talked to Jason Bohr last week, and, you know, he said, you know, this comes back out of nowhere. I mean, proponents of the wind industry in North Dakota have been very vocal about it's done and we don't need it. We're moving on.
Right.
And then it comes back. It's like, what in the world? But to coal, it's another gut punch. It's a real gut punch, and they're saying, that's our friends. That's in something President Trump signed. That came from a Republican Congress, for crying out loud. And I've heard that... you know, Chuck Schumer put it in. Then I hear it's Schumer and Pelosi who are cooking that up. How did that happen?
Well, it got included by the House, which is, of course, controlled by the Democrats. And you know, we beat back as much as we could. They still got in a one-year extension at 60%. And, you know, we'd worked to end that. And so they really went back on the agreement. We obviously fought against it. They tried to get a lot of other stuff in there, too. And so, again, you know, we're trying to end that and get a level playing field for coal. But then you still have all these mandates coming out of Minnesota that we have to deal with. So there's things we're going to have to do at the state level as well as the federal level. And
hold that thought if you would. We'll take a short break and we'll come back with Senator John Hoeven here straight ahead. We'll talk a little bit about, you know, anything from a sort of a full court press regulatory treatment on this. Could it make Great River Energy's decision different on Coal Creek Station with Senator Hovind. That and more coming up.
Cuyahoga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Cuyahoga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Cuyahoga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Cuyahoga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Cuyahoga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.cuyahogand.org. That's cuyahogand.org. We want you to consider Cuyahoga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and then knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more than likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
We're back with Senator John Hovind on What's on Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour. 800-228-0550 or text us 367-2054 if you have a question for Senator Hovind. So here's my big question related to the stuff I know you're pressing hard on. Right. And that is that if FERC is setting, you know, the pricing rules for these grid operators, these, you know, RTOs, MISO and others, then press FERC to work with them to make sure that there is a better value for coal and reliability and cost ought to be certainly a part of that. I get that. Nobody's probably working harder on that than you to get them to change that. Can it happen in time to influence GRE's decision on the Coal Creek station?
I hope so. Scott, if you've been watching, I mean, we've been pressing this pretty hard. I mean, really hard. And look what's already happening now in the mid-Atlantic states, in New England, New York, PJM, these different RTOs. FERC is starting now to bring these orders that create this, what I call, fair value. And you're already seeing it where they're saying, okay, if a power source is going to be bid into the capacity value market, meaning the resiliency, 24/7, available all the time, ramp on, ramp off, you can't factor in the incentives. You have to bid it in at your true cost. Do you follow me? That is very helpful. And you're already seeing these FERC rules requiring that in some of these other RTOs. And that's the kind of thing that needs to happen in MISO, which is our RTO. And I'm pressing to get that done sooner, not later.
Tony Clark, of course, North Dakota's own former member of FERC, and someone is very instrumental on the private sector side in influencing these decisions, is going to be at the Lignite Energy Council meeting in April, by the way. I just got a tone from Tony. We're going to talk to him tomorrow that he's a little more pessimistic that anything can be done in time to influence GRE's decision if that timeline is this year. I mean, so you really got to either buy time from GRE on this or get FERC to act quicker. Do you think you can get that done?
Yeah, I sure hope so. And look, Tony knows this stuff really well. I mean, he's number one, he's a really smart guy. Number two, he was a FERC commissioner, so he knows what he's talking about. And it is hard to make those wheels turn fast. I'm trying to make them turn faster. That's what I want to happen. I'm going to continue to do it. But also remember, Scott, in other words, once FERC signals that they are going to create this fair approach across these RTOs, that sends a signal, too. So for anyone doing planning, Great River Energy or anyone else, if they see that coming, that's got to make a difference.
Let's talk a little bit about agriculture, because there's another industry that's having a heck of a tough time. I have not had a day pass with a text or a call in the last, I don't know how many months, about the FSA offices in North Dakota. And I know that you guys worked on this very hard related to some issues. Some of it is, bureaucracy, things take too long. Some of it is there are personnel in there that are just flat-out hostile to farmers, literally not even letting them bring their accountants to a meeting, telling them they're barred from bringing their accountants to a meeting, which seems absolutely bizarre. Are you getting happy talk from Brad Tickerson, or are you actually thinking this problem's being addressed?
Well, I'm pressing it pretty hard, not just in North Dakota, but at the federal level. And trying to get Bill Northey, he's the secretary in charge of FSA for the whole country, to make changes and do more with personnel, including hiring more personnel. And, I've made the appropriation available. They want to make some changes. But I'm saying, look, you got to make the right changes before we agree to do it. So I'm pressing really hard at the federal level. Here at the state level, if we're still hitting those things, yeah, we do need to go back to Brad and have Brad or somebody, either come on your show or have some meetings or whatever, so people feel that somebody's responding to it. So maybe you and I can follow up or with my guys, and if we need to get him out somewhere, talk in some group or somebody else or even on the shore, something like that, we'd do it.
All right, sounds good. Talk about the sugar beet announcement over the weekend.
Well, it was a big announcement, $285 million for our sugar producers. And the key was to get it going. I'd included language in the appropriations bill for agriculture that required they do it, but figuring out how was no small matter. And so the industry engaged with us and with USDA. We set up meetings. They got together, and we got this going. So, the funding should be out there in the next week or so. And that's really a big deal because, remember, these producers, not only did they not get paid for their beets, they have to pay into the cooperative. So because they didn't deliver beets, so they're under huge cash flow pressure. So that's why it's so important we got it out. And now they can start figuring that out and start getting ready for next year. And we're on to doing the quality loss adjustment, which I also included. That's going to take a little more time, but of course that helps our other producers, including out west here.
I only have about 45 seconds left, but update me on what you think of the Beef Integrity Act that our South Dakota friends have introduced, and whether or not you think that's the answer. Our beef producers, as cattle producers in a world of hurt.
Right.
Is that the answer?
I hope it's part of it. I'm not so sure we're not going to have to you know, I mean, we got to keep working on it in order to get past WTO, and then we got to get enough support to pass it. But it's going the right direction. I'm also working with Greg Ibaugh at USDA on a study of the industry to create more transparency in pricing. But yes, it's going the right direction, and we need to try to get these guys some help. No doubt about it.
Senator, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. And it was a fun Friday. Always fun to be on the ice at the University of North Dakota, Ralph Engelstad Arena, that's for sure. But even better when the president's on the Jumbotron, right?
Right. And congratulations to Dr. Hamm and our great hockey team. We want to see that national championship this year.
I think it's going to happen. You better book your tickets for Detroit. I think they're going to be there, no doubt about it. The conference champs as of this weekend, and more to come, and should be fun. Thanks, Senator. Take care.
Thanks, Scott.
When we come back, we're going to talk with Brent Sanford, the Lieutenant Governor, about some things that you don't read about in the papers, but you probably should, on What's on Your Mind.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.